In recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
You know me, I'm the mayor of Realville. So this has happened, and my intention is to come here every day I can.
He is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country.
Something very unusual happened during the State of the Union address by the President of the United States this year. Not just the boasting, the extreme politicking, or the seemingly obsessive attacks on previous administrations 3 years after the most recent one had left office, but something really unusual. Donald Trump interrupted his presidential address to the Congress, a constitutional tradition, to pay tribute to one person from radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 4. It was already one of the longer State of the Union speeches in U.S. history. By the time it was finished, President Donald Trump had been at the podium in the Senate chamber for an hour and 22 minutes. Seems to me these speeches used to take about a half hour a few decades ago, before they were interrupted by not-so-spontaneous standing ovations, rounds of applause, and cheering by supporters of the president. They've been getting longer in recent years, but 2020 takes the cake certainly for the reasons it was so long. Still, and it must have been changed in the hours leading up to the address, Trump finds time to work in a tribute and a presentation to someone who was instrumental in his election and one of the loudest voices of the past 30 years, advancing the right-wing agenda and trashing anyone who thinks differently. I don't want to go deep into the background and story of Rush Limbaugh here in this episode. There's reference to him in episode 2 of season 4, and he'll come up again later this season in an episode about toxic talk radio, as I indicate in episode 2. But any student of radio, broadcasting, mass communication, journalism, or public relations would be well advised to do some research of their own if the name Rush Limbaugh does not sound familiar. He's someone you should be able to discuss. For more than 30 years, Limbaugh's has been one of the loudest voices on the political right. His transgressions against decency are many and well documented. Sexism, misogyny, racism, birtherism, vilification of people who don't share a right-wing agenda, trashing the liberal mainstream media while ranting over the most mainstream media. So to people familiar with the history and purpose of the United States President's Medal of Freedom, Rush Limbaugh certainly would seem an unusual recipient. This is an entertainer, and understand the role of talk radio hosts, an entertainer who makes the mean-spirited qualities I've listed part of his regular fare as he reaches listeners throughout the United States on 600 radio stations. 600! Limbaugh has not always supported Donald Trump. In 2016, he took issue with Trump's particularly disrespectful attack on Republican Ted Cruz. But generally, Limbaugh and Trump have been pushing the same buttons. So why the President's Medal of Freedom? To someone who's been pushing a particular extreme political agenda on the radio for 30 years, meet the same test of working for freedom as, say, Maya Angelou, Rosa Parks, or even earlier radio recipients Lowell Thomas or Paul Harvey? I think not. So why the award? Quid pro quo? To solidify the support of Limbaugh's listeners, who have just been told one day before the State of the Union that their radio hero is sick?
So I have to tell you something today that I wish I didn't have to tell you. And it's a struggle for me because I had to inform my staff earlier today. I can't escape, even though people are telling me it's not the way to look at it. I can't help but feel that I'm letting everybody down with this. But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
As listeners experience emotions, as they follow their favorite host, will they think, yes, President Trump is rooting for him too, that wonderful president I want to see reelected? Less than 24 hours before the outcome of his impeachment trial, in which he was acquitted, Trump is politicking during the once stately State of the Union address, giving 4 minutes, 4 minutes, to perhaps the most influential right-wing pro-Trump voice on the radio.
Almost every American family knows the pain when a loved one is diagnosed with a serious illness. Here tonight is a special man, beloved by millions of Americans, who just received a stage 4 advanced cancer diagnosis.
You might have thought I was going to be happy about someone from radio being honored in the U.S. Senate by the president during the State of the Union address. I'm not. It's another prop for extremism, another blow against civility. This is Cross Talk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.